Let's rise to our feet. You know, I mean, I'm not saying this for anything, but you know, each time I see, now we see spars, it gives a tenant an army that has so many pockets. You know, I would like, but anyway, this is just, you know, I would like, you know, people to see, you know, together closer, but when there's spars, it always looks like a new, you know. When you go to the field, you look, see the army is so divided. Anyway, let us pray. Dear precious Lord Jesus, Father, we thank you this morning for your grace and mercy. We thank you, Lord, for how good you've been to us, for your loving kindness, for all what you've done for us. And Father, we know we can never pay you back. Lord Jesus, we don't deserve the least of your mercies. But Father, this morning you give us a grace, Father God, to stand before you. Oh God, what have we done? Nothing. It's just your love for us. And Father, in recognition of such a love, Father, we come before, we bow before you. We want to give you the glory, all the praise, honor, and glory. We want to thank you, Father, for your loving kindness for us. Bless the service this morning. Father, help me, Father God, to share these few thoughts with my brethren. Bless each one. Open our hearts. Bless the service, Lord. May your name be glorified, Lord. May we give you the glory, honor, thanks. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, before we go, we're going to sing two songs today, not one. Because today, we're going to give him all the glory. So let's sing first, we give all the glory. We give the glory to Jesus and tell of his love and tell of his love. We'll give the glory to Jesus and tell of his wonderful love. One more time. We'll give all the glory to my Jesus and tell of his love. Yes, and tell of his love. We'll give all the glory to Jesus and tell of his wonderful love. We're going to sing one more song. But you say, Brother Marcel, this is Sunday school. It is a song service. But how can he talk about today? You know what we're going to talk about. All the glory belongs to you. How can he talk? You don't just talk about the glory of God. You give him the glory. You don't just talk, say, God, the glory. You give him the glory from the depth of your heart. With everything that is in you, you give him that glory. Amen. Let's sing one more song. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Yes. Praise him in the morning. Praise him in the noon. Yes. Praise. We're going to praise him. Yes. Praise him when the sun go down. Glory, praise him one more time. Praise. We're going to praise him. Yes, we will praise him in the morning. We're going to praise him in the noon time. Praise him. Oh, praise him. Yes, praise him. The sun go. Just one more time. So good. Well, praise. We're going to praise him. We're going to praise him and we will praise him in the noontime. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him when the sun go down. Amen, 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 amen. Amen. As you can see, I'm fired up. I can barely, you know, control myself. When I know that I don't deserve anything. Amen. But the time has come for me to give the King of Kings glory. You know, I don't even feel like saying anything. There's nothing I can say. Amen. The elders that fell, they said, glory. What is the Lamb? What is the Lamb? There's nothing, nobody of us can say. There's nothing any of us can say. Amen. For he's a Lamb who died for us. And we have to give him the glory. And we have to remember that all the time. It's not about anything that we can do. It's not about anything I can say this morning. It's not about anything that any of us can do. It's all about what the Lord Jesus Christ done for us. Amen. So let's go quick. So today, so my title, for thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. That's my title. And it's still part of the same verse. But in that same verse, you can see you pack three things there, okay? Lead us to temptation, deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Amen. So let us read Matthew 6:13. How's everybody feeling this morning? Wonderful. I can barely contain myself. You know, I went to see the Ark and also went to Jasonville. And, you know, while I was at the Ark, looking at different things, man, to see that Jesus Christ is that Ark, amen, it just does something to you, you know. Matthew 6:13. All right. So it says here, we read, and lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Now let me read another psalm. Like I said today, even if I don't say anything, all right, doesn't matter. I'm nobody. He's somebody. He's our all. Let's read Psalm 98. As I was preparing this message, I told myself, maybe there's nothing I can just say. I just have to talk. I just have to come and talk about his glory, and that would just be enough. All right? Psalm 98. Oh, sing unto the Lord a new song, for he hath done what? Marvelous things. His right hand and his glory and his holy arm has gotten him the victory. The Lord hath made known his salvation. His righteousness have he openly shewed in the sight of the heathen. He have remembered his mercy and his truth towards the house of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. Make a loud noise and rejoice and sing praises. Don't you see? That's what it's all about. Amen? And sing praises. Amen. Sing unto the Lord with the harp. With the harp and the voice of a psalm. With trumpet and sounds of cornet, make a joyful noise before the Lord the King. Let the sea roar and the fullness thereof, the world and they that dwell therein. Let the floors clap their hands. Let the hills be joyful together before the Lord. For he cometh to judge the earth. With righteousness shall he judge the world and the people with equity. You may be seated. All right. I'm continuing still. I'm not done yet. Psalm 148. Praise ye the Lord. Praise ye the Lord from the heavens. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. Praise him, all his hosts. Praise ye him, sun and moon. Praise him, all ye stars of light. Praise him, ye heavens of heavens, and ye waters that be above the heavens. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for he commanded, and they were created. He hath also established them forever and ever. He hath made a decree which shall not pass. Praise the Lord from the earth, ye dragons and all deeps, fire and hail, snow and vapors, stormy wind fulfilling his word, mountains and all hills, fruitful trees and all cedars, beasts and all cattle, creeping things and flying fowl, kings of the earth and the people and all the people, princes and all the judges of the earth, both young men and maiden, all men and children, that includes everybody, everything on the earth, amen? Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and heaven. He also exalted the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near unto him. Praise ye the Lord. Amen? So today, like I said, we are going to put the capstone on a Lord's Prayer series. Like I said, I could have continued more, all right? But I have to take an exit, so we move. It's a long thing. If we have to go through the whole Bible, all right? But we are going to end it here today, and Lord willing, we start something according to what he will lead us to. So we are to give him all the glory and praises, as you've seen. Amen. We are to give all the praises, for he is the King of kings, the Lord of lords. He is all. He is all. Amen? He is all. Let me take another scripture again. I told you this morning, all what I want to do is just sing his praises and glory. And since I cannot stand here and be singing, people in the song service, let's read the word. Let's go to Revelation 4:11. Revelation 4:11. Revelation 4:11. Revelation 4:11. Amen. Amen. And when I'll start 10:11. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor. Look, when he finished praying, when he teaches us that, he gave us all. Amen. We saw that the Lord's Prayer have two main parts. One part is for him, and one part is for us. But when we come to the end, he prayed in John 17, Father, I'm not praying that you take them out of this earth, but I pray that you keep them from what? The evil one, Satan. He prayed for you. And he said his glory, he gave you his glory. And when he finished the prayer, he said, we have to depend totally on him. There's nothing we can do on our own. Because the evil one, that we can't face him. So we have to depend totally on him, amen, to not lead us to temptation, and to deliver us from that evil one. Why? Because all the glory, the power, and the honor belongs to him. When their soul is set free, when a prisoner is set free, when those soul, you remember, I tell you, live in three different spheres. The body, you're subject to all these things coming, temptation, ambition, things that you want to do. Five senses to contact the outside world. You have five senses in the spirit, memory, affection, different things. But deep in there, deep inside, in the most holy place, the holiest of holies, in the most inner, the control tower inside of you is the seed of God. When he asked Job, where was thou? When I laid down the foundation of the world, Job said, I was there. Where was thou? And what was the question that God asked him? God is asking, where were you sitting when everybody was sitting looking? Where was thou when I laid the foundation of the world? And what? In the morning star sang for joy. So all the glory, honor, and power belongs to him. So when he sets you free, and then when he delivers you from that evil one, he delivers you to live a victorious life. I'm not saying things will not happen to you, because I told you, you're in a three dimension, you're a three world. You have the outside world. A car will cross you, you feel frustrated. Somebody will hit you, things will happen to you. That's that outside world. Amen? You remember those three circles, right? That's the outside world. You still live in that outside world. That's why Jesus prayed. He prayed that, God, I don't say that you have to take them out of that world, but keep them from that evil one. So you're still living in that tree world. Somebody slap you, you still feel it. Somebody may not shake your hand, you still feel it. But deep within the deep. Where when the deep call, the deep that hears is there. Amen? So no matter what happens, no matter what happens, no matter who caught you this morning when you're coming, no matter who slapped you, no matter what happened, but deep, deep in that deep, you hear that deep calling, that yearning to praise God who created you. Because before you came here and you were exposed to all those things that happened to you, before you were exposed to all these things, before you were exposed, you were taught in God's mind. And when you were taught in God's mind, we were singing praises to him. The praises were so much that the devil wanted to take that praise for himself. Amen? And that's why he can begin to divert your attention. Things will happen. Something happened to you. Something happened at home, at school, and all that. All what he's trying to do, because Satan knows that he cannot tell you to not believe God. He can't. He cannot tell you that God doesn't exist. He can't. But what he will do, he knows that God live, dwell on the praises of his children. Amen? It's like if we go to, I was trying to explain to a brother the other day when we were at a restaurant yesterday. I said, look, if I tell you don't eat, you tell me, brother, I'm hungry. I need to eat. But one thing I can be talking to you and you will not eat. If I tell you, brother, I said, don't eat this food. I said, well, brother, I need it. But I can stand here and be talking to you and divert your attention and you will not eat that food. And that's what the devil does. The devil knows that God dwells on the praises of his children. But he also knows that we live in those three elements. Something happened to you, you go to work and say, we are fired. But what does he say? David said, I was young and now I'm old. Not one time have I seen a righteous forsaken, nor his seed beg for bread. You see, so when that outside element that happened, that but deep, in the deep of the deep, you hear that yearning. I will never forsake you. I'll be with you. You can see the psalm. I was young and now I'm old, but not one time have I seen the righteous forsaken, nor is it begged for bread. God, I'm in your hands. But you see, that happened, but the devil wants to take your attention away from the master of the universe. He wants to take your attention away from God. And you can come to church. We all have those elements. A brother may shake your hand. Something may happen. The minister may say something. Everything that the devil can put his hand on to divert your attention, he will do. That's the reason why continuously deep in that you have to bypass the outer course, bypass the inner court. You have to always dwell in the inner court where the praise is, where no matter what happens to you, things will happen, sad things, bad things, but deep in there, you have to be your prayer. I love you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. God, no matter what happened here, I know you are still under control. Amen. That's what he wants. Amen? So, like I said, this petition, okay, stresses our total dependence on the Lord for leadership guidance. Okay, and when he delivers us from sin, from the evil one, then we have to worship and glorify his name all the time, regardless of what we go through. Amen? The evil one, Satan, want to take the glory away from our Lord Jesus Christ. That's what we want to do. Let me read something quickly here for you. It's from Brother Branham. This is from the Pergamon Church Age. Remember, historians such as Wilkinson and Mallet have proven conclusively from the ancient document that that at one time, all the people of the earth believed in one God, supreme, eternal, and visible, who by the word of his mouth spoke all things into existence. Amen? And that, in his character, he was loving and good and just. But as Satan, we always corrupt whatever he can. We find him corrupting the minds and heart of men so that they reject the truth. That's what I want to do. Amen? As he has always attempted to receive worship as though he were God, and not the servant and creation of God. He drew worship away from God to the end that he might draw it unto himself and so be exalted. Look, when you dwell on the things that happen to you, you are exalting him. Think about it. When something happens, you are dwelling on that. Oh, this and that. Oh, this and that. He said, yes, I'm winning here. I'm winning the war. I'm gaining. Go to church. Go to church as much as you want. Pay your tithes. Do whatever. Do whatever you want. He doesn't care what you do. But if deep in there, oh, this. But what is going to happen? Well, that's all I want. You keep on. Yeah, that's all he wants. So, you see, when you go away from that, because what does the Bible tell you? The Bible tells that the footsteps of the righteous are ordained of the Lord. Amen? Amen? Amen. And Romans 8:28 says that, what does it tell you? All things. He doesn't tell you certain things. He doesn't just tell you when the good things. He does not tell you that only certain things. He said, all things work together for good for those who love God. Amen? Amen. So when that thing happened, and you begin to dwell on it, what you're doing, you're making, number one, the scripture a liar. You are telling God, listen, God, I know you said that all things work together for good, but that's not true. In my case, it doesn't. You make the Bible a liar. When God said, even though a father or mother may leave their child, but yet I'll never leave you, you make that a liar. You're telling him, God, I'm in the time of darkness, you left me alone. And you sit there, you dwell. You dwell on it. This happened, and that happened. And then, what you're doing, you're exalting the devil. That's all what you wanted to do way from the beginning. So think about it, brethren. When something happened to you, make sure that the devil is trying to get some grit out of you. Say, devil, I deny you that. Amen. This happened? Devil, I deny you. Amen. I deny, I'm giving you no glory. You're going to get none here. I deny you that. Amen. Amen? And ask God to give you strength. Amen? Amen. Say, God, give me strength. Amen? Give me strength. Give me strength to stand for you. Give me strength to worship you. I know, Lord, that you died for me. You didn't die in vain. When you say it was finished, everything that belonged to you was finished. You died for me. And so as your child, as your son, your daughter, I stand in this situation. God, I give you all the glory and the things. Take it, Lord. May your name be glorified. And see what God does. All right, let me continue here. Now, drew away from God to the end that he might draw it unto himself and so be exalted. He certainly did accomplish his desire to spread his religion throughout the whole world. This is authenticated by God in the book of Romans. When they knew God, they glorified him not as God, until they became vain in their imagination, and through darkness of heart accepted a corrupted religion, to the extent that they worship creatures and not the creator. Remember, Satan was a creature of God, okay? He was creation of God, son of the morning. Thus, we found that where once truth was disseminated amongst men, and all held to that one truth, there later came a day when a vast group turned from God and spread a diabolic form of worship around the world. History bears it out that those of the tribe of Shem that stood the unchanging truth were in solid opposition to those of Ham who turned away from truth to the devil's lie. There's no time to engage in a discussion of this. This is merely introduced that you may see there were two religions and two only, and the evil one became worldwide. Monotheism turned to polytheism in Babylon. The devil's lie and the devil's mysteries rose up against the truth of God. And the mysteries of God in that city, Satan truly became the God of this world and exacted worship from those that he had duped. See, duped, causing them to believe that he was truly the Lord. So when, like I said, when things happen to you, never tell him, Satan, you know, this happened to me. If you make a mistake, get up and pray. Say, God, help me, Lord. I'm sorry. Forgive me. Forgive me and help me that through these mistakes, your name will glorify. Because you said, heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will never pass away. In that word, you gave me a promise that all things work together to glorify your name. God, let me glorify your name this morning. Amen? So, why do we have to glorify him? Amen? Brother Bram said here, all Jesus' works was complete. Everything was complete. Total deliver. He totally delivered the leper from leprosy. He totally delivered a woman with the blood issue from her issue. He totally delivered the world from sin when he died at the day of the atonement. He totally delivered every sin. He delivered the church. So there's no need for us to live under privileged people. So when you're going out there, you know, like the whip on you, are you going? You are living under privilege. You are still living under the load of Satan. But God removed that yoke from you. He make you a sons and daughters of God. You have to stand and praise him. Amen? Amen? In your heart, let it all be the joy to know that God died for you. Amen. I don't care what you go through. May that deep in the deep that I call the deep of the deep, there be that joy resounding all the time to know that he died for you. He loves you. Amen? Amen. So there's no need for us to live under privileged people. There's no need for us to live in a defeated state. Amen? Because he defeated the devil and took all the principalities and power and subdued them under his feet. And they have no legal right to rule over you. That's why they deny him that. Say, devil, you have no right here. Amen? He does not have that right. Amen. We are Christians filled with the Holy Ghost. And that's the reason why I keep insisting, make sure you get filled with the Holy Ghost. Because without the Holy Ghost, as the Bible says, you can't see the kingdom of God. Without the Holy Ghost, you're not even a Christian to begin with. You are in the process of becoming a Christian. Amen. We have the devil dictate to us. We don't have to let him dictate anything to us. Amen? Christ deliver us. Total deliverance. Deliver us from evil. Deliver us from sin. Deliver us from habit. Deliver us from talking. Deliver us from blackguard. Deliver us from all kind of smutty things. He totally deliver us and put us into his holy hands, a complete deliverance. He delivered our sickness. He delivered us from sickness, for we have an abstract deed to that. Hallelujah. For he was wounded for our transgression. With his stripe, we were healed. He's our healer. Amen? Amen. So, Let me take here. Let's go to Romans 16, 27. Romans 16, 27. All right? To God, only wise, be what? Glory through who? Jesus Christ, forever and ever. Amen? So, now, the soul that is redeemed, recognize him. And in that soul, in that control tower I was talking about, the most inner part, the holiest of holy, burns always the praises and glory of God. Amen? Like I'm saying, you see, that's what I like, but since our PowerPoint, I don't want to rely too much on PowerPoint anymore. We waste our time and we have problem. I like those three things because what happened to Christian, the devil traps us. Because something happened to you, amen, he make us begin to go in our spirit world, our memory, our affection and things like that. You see, this happened to God doesn't love you. And then he make us dwell there because God doesn't like me. Your child left church, because God, this is what happened. You're driving, you have an accident. You see, God doesn't love you. Why would he do this? And I show you what he did to a prophet. Right? And that's what God went to show through the book of Job. What did he say? That it was, oh yeah, he praises you because everything's okay for him. Let bad things happen to you. Let's see what he does. And what did God say? Do everything, but don't do what? You can touch the outer court. You can touch his reasoning. When one time Job began to, but deep, deep, deep in the soul, you don't touch that because that's my dwelling place. Amen. Amen? So as Christians, like I'm saying, many times when things happen, the devil wants us to believe. Because all what the devil wants is to for you to come to a point where you begin to doubt. As I told you, in the deep, 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 the outer part, you have five senses, feeling, seeing, touch, right? Smell. In the inner, when you go to the next level, you have memory, affection, and all that. But deep in that deep, there's only one. Faith or doubt. And the battle is to which side you're going to lean. Are you going to believe in God and trust him? When you try, are you going to know that trial is for you to become a child, a son, daughter of God? Amen? Or what? Are you going to begin to doubt? Like Israel, God wanted to purge them. They went through the desert. Moses was up, and then they begin to go to the worshiping the golden calf. And they're all, God said, they're all dead. Amen? So that's the whole thing Satan all want. He know deep in there, are you going to stand for God or are you going to doubt? All right? So whatever comes, you make sure I say, God, no matter what happens, Lord, I belong to you. You are my Savior. You died for me. And by your stripes, I'm healed. Amen? Now, let me take another psalm quickly. Psalm 96. Okay, let's take Psalm 96. I've been having really good times with this. And I have been studying the psalms in Hebrew. And they're so deep, you know, they have so many deep meanings. When you even read them from the Hebrew, very, very deep meanings. Psalm 96. Sing unto the Lord a new song. Sing unto the Lord all the earth. Sing unto the Lord. Bless his name. Shew forth his salvation from day to day. Amen. Declare his glory among the heathen, his wonders among all the people. For the Lord is what? Is great. Greatly to be praised. He is to be feared above all God. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Amen. Honor. You see what I'm saying? That, and the Lord himself to help us. He did all that prayer. I told you, the Lord's Prayer is like all what you need, okay, from cradle to grave, I can call it like that. But the devil makes sure that this Lord's Prayer has become just of no effect. Everywhere, people say, our Father who art in heaven is recited like ceremonial prayer. It recited like anything. And yet, that's really the only prayer that the Lord Jesus Christ in the flesh, God in the flesh, taught us to pray. And we never look into the deep meanings of every single thing that he said. He said, when you go through life, first of all, when he begin to give you life, you begin to glorify him. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done. When you can say, Father, I'm yours. Like you say, what the song we read? He created them all. You created me. And deep in me, within that soul, is God, I belong to you. Hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in this earth. I am part of the earth. Amen. And then he knows that you live in the true element. And you come and you begin to ask him, God, when I wake up, I know you have a plan for me. My life, you have a parchment. When I was conceived in the womb, the angel come, my parchment, written on my, you were born this day, so forth, so you will do this good, all that. The parchment and the angel, like I say, when they tap you, the baby, the spirit going in your parchment. You're born with your footsteps are ordained of God. Everywhere we went is ordained of God. So you walk with victory. You don't walk in the privilege, but you walk with victory, knowing that he, the master of the universe, when he designed you, he designed everything in that parchment. That's your plan, and he gave it to you. Amen? And he said, I'll be with you, even in you. So when you walk as a Christian, you walk with that confidence. Amen? I don't care what happened after what the devil does. You walk with that confidence. The full step for the righteous are ordained of the Lord. Something come my way. What does he say? The gate of hell will come. He didn't say the gate of hell will come, but what happened? They will not prevail. And what did he tell you? As you walk with that parchment, no weapon formed against you will prevail. Amen? And like David said, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil. Why? Because thou art with me. Thy staff and thy rod, they comfort me. See that? Satan, I don't care what you do. There's a table prepared before me. My cup runneth over. Surely. You know? You gotta read this, you gotta read those Psalms in Hebrew, you see the word surely. Surely. Goodness and mercy shall follow me. What? He didn't tell that the goodness and mercy will follow you only when good are going well. He didn't tell that goodness and mercy will follow you only when you're feeling good. He said, goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life. Amen. And I'll dwell in the house of the Lord. Amen. Forever. And in Hebrew, David will say, Beshafti, Bebeit Adonai, Bebeit Adonai. Amen? And I shall dwell in the house of the Lord. I'll dwell in the house of the Lord forever. So as a Christian, you are, because that soul belongs to him, you are dwelling in his house. I'm trying to tell you to give you confidence. And that's what God, what is this message? As I told you, God didn't send this message so that a bunch of people could get together and say, we're in a message. God didn't send this message to tell you, you know what? It's because we wear long dresses. God didn't send this message to say, you know what? It's because we don't drink. God didn't send this message just to say that, you know what? Because we go to church, we hear a message. God sent this message like Abraham to begin to build people faith. That let people know that they dwell with the eternal God. Amen? That they are part of him. And just as he cannot die, you cannot die. Amen. I'm out of time. I know this message. I won't. But anyway, we guess. Okay. All right. Oh, here. Okay. Give unto the Lord, all ye kindred of the kindred people. Give unto the Lord glory and strength. Give unto the Lord the glory due unto what his name. Bring offering unto his name. Bring offering and come into his court. Oh, worship the Lord in the beauty of holiness. Fear before him all the earth. Amen. Let me go to Isaiah 42. Isaiah 42. We are almost out of time here. Isaiah 42. Isaiah 42. Isaiah 42 and verse 12. 42 and verse 12. Let them give glory unto the Lord and declare his praises in the islands. It doesn't matter where you are. You got to give him that. Amen? So, quickly, let me continue. There are many, many, many more scriptures. I'll have to skip because our time is up. When Christ delivered us from the evil one, he gave us victory. Amen? He gave us the victory so that we can worship him. And here, Brother Bram said, you see, so that worship that he gave you, that's what he asked Job. Where was thou when I laid the foundation? So, as I said, your parchment. As part of the parchment, I will use that as an example when Brahman said the baby is born, see the hill, and the priest come in him. God, your parchment that he put in that parchment is written, okay, as part of the DNA, worship, praise. Amen. So worshiping and praising God is part of your DNA. Yes, it's not that something you put on or something you gotta do. It's part of that DNA. So as a DNA, look at me, Marcel, I'm tall, whatever. That's who I am. That's not what I did for it. When I was born, I never sound to be 6'2". But that's a part of me. So when you're born, inside that DNA is worship, praise. There's nothing you can do about that. Amen. Let me look, Brother Brown said here quickly. See, it's something natural. It's not a natural thing to thirst for God. It's a natural thing. It's just something that you should do. God has made you up like that. And it's not superhuman. It's not a superhuman. It's just actually a common human being. It ain't just special for some people. No. Amen. That's a well, I've seen some people live such a victorious life that they are constantly on the housetop. They are praising God. Wish I could feel that way. Well, the reason you are feeling that way is the thirst in you. And it's just a natural thing for every person to thirst after God. All right, I'll be ending here. Okay? I'm ending my quote here. All right? And he saved us from sin. And now we are going to read. All right, let me skip here. Brother Bram said here, most gracious Lord, we are happy this morning for the privilege that we have of standing in thy presence, looking up to thee and calling thee our Father. Look how they started a prayer. What? Our Father who art in heaven. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, to know that we are altogether impure. We were born in sin, shaped iniquity, and come to the world speaking lies. And such a miserable wretch as we, and yet by the blood of thy Son, the Lord Jesus, through the unmerited grace that we have been given, we have the privilege of looking up and saying, Father, oh, how we thank thee for this. And today, we should ask you, Lord, to search our hearts as we worship. We come here for no other purpose but to worship thee. And to see in this great day that we are now living when seemingly that everything has failed. But there is one sure thing that can never fail. That's Jesus. For he said to us when he was on the earth that heavens and earth will pass away, but my word shall never fail. What an assurance that we have. Then to rest our souls, eternal destination upon his word. Let us stand. Amen. So with this, by the grace of God, we are ending the Lord's Prayer series, but that doesn't mean that I'm not going to be bringing that in my future teachings. Pray for me. There's another thing that God begins to put on my heart, and I read in your prayer, because that one's going to be long. Pray for me that God guide me. That may take us years and years. All right? That I'm thinking about. But I really need your prayer. I want to make sure that that's really what God wants for his children. Because many times you have something in your heart, but it has to be his will. Amen. So keep me in prayer, and the Lord willing, I'll see you back again in September. Shalom. Let us pray. Dear precious Lord Jesus, we thank you this morning for your grace and mercy. We give you all the honor, glory, and thanks. Father, you alone deserve all the glory. Our mouth praises you. Our heart praises you. Let everything that is in us praise you. Let us praise you with all that is within us. Let us praise you with everything, Father, everything, with all our might. Let us praise you with all our heart. Let us praise you, Lord Jesus, with everything you've done for us. We love you, Jesus. And Father, we pray that you have mercy on us. Have mercy, Lord, and lead us. May your grace abound towards us. May your love guide us. Oh, Lord, be our guide. Be our leader. Be our conductor in life. Lord, help us to never give any glory to that devil, that evil one. God, help us, Lord. Help us, Father God, to deny him everything that he's trying to take away from you. Help us, Father God, to stand for you as your children. Help us, Lord God, to know who we are. Help us, oh God, to know, Father God, we are part of you. Thank you, Father. Lord, pray I may bless the service, bless the oncoming service, bless the minister, bless everything, bless the song leading, bless everything. May Father, may all be done for only one purpose and only one, to worship, praise you, and give you honor, all the honor, glory, in Jesus Christ's name we pray. Bless us, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be dismissed, and see you in September, God willing. I mean, when I say see you for this class.